On this episode, I'm going to tell you what I learned from John C. Maxwell. That's right, the John C. Maxwell. I got to ask him a question on Facebook Live the other day about our industry and about this specific time in our industry and how so many people who are just starting to find their way and just starting to get traction, everything switched on them. So what do? His response was so powerful and so poignant, and in just a couple minutes, he gave me something. He gave me some ideas that I really wanted to share with you today and dive deep on. So, guys, this if you're down about where the market is right now, if you're worried about what's about to happen, if you're worried about whether or not you can survive in this industry, you need to listen to this.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 121 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome, and I'm so glad to be with you today. I'm excited. Real quick, I'll get my intro out of the way and then we can jump right into it. My name is Dustin Brome. I am the co-founder of the Industry Syndicate Real Estate Podcast Network. This show is a proud founding member of the Industry Syndicate. I'm a realtor in Salt Lake City, Utah with eXp Realty. I've been an agent for over 9 years. I'm a national speaker when they are doing conferences about all things real estate marketing and podcasting. I write a weekly column for Housing Wire every Friday afternoon, and the founder of the Massive Agent Society, our one agent per market coaching, training, lead gen platform. Real quick, before I get into what I learned from John Maxwell about how lucky we are right now to be in this industry right now, whether we've been in the business for 20 years or you just started last week, I promise you, this is the best time to get involved in this industry. You guys are going to love this. So I'm going to dive deep in just a second. But first, I have an announcement that I'm super excited about. My good friend, Neil Mathweg from the Agent Rise podcast and founder of Agent Rise Coaching, he and I are now officially partners. He's joined my eXp Realty team as an eXp agent himself. And we're not combining our programs or anything like that. We're still very much independent. The Massive Agent Society is still my thing and run by me. He offers Agent Rise Coaching, which is very different. It's for how to be a great real estate agent, how to have a business plan, you know, how to set up your business, like all that stuff, you know, how to do open houses, all these things. And he's great with that. But he and I are now offering our coaching for free for anyone who joins our eXp team. So if you join with Neil, you'll not only get Neil's Agent Rise coaching for free, you'll get a free membership to my Massive Agent Society program as well. If you're already with our eXp team prior to Neil joining, you're still going to get access to his amazing coaching program at a very highly discounted rate. We want to give the resources we have available to our team to succeed. So that's how we do that. So if you've ever thought about joining eXp or even just wanted to know what the hell all the momentum is all about or what all the Well, that didn't really make sense. If you want to know why there's all this momentum, why it's growing so fast, all I'm going to say is go watch a video. I'm not going to try to explain it. I'll screw it up. Go watch a video. Go to massiveagentpodcast.com/EXP. Click play. Below that, if you want to dive a little deeper, have a Zoom call to figure out how Neil and myself can help you to grow your business and partner with you in your market, then schedule a Zoom call with me. It's embedded right there on that page, right below the video player. You can schedule a call at a time that's convenient for you, and that's it. So, super stoked. Neil Mathweg, welcome to eXp Realty. So stoked to be kind of combining our offering of Massive Agent Society and your Agent Rise coaching for any of our agents who decide to partner with us. All right, guys, I got this opportunity So this will come out Thursday. It was on Tuesday, so just a couple days ago. Some of you guys may have seen it live, but Movement Mortgage, the mortgage company, they got John C. Maxwell, the John C. Maxwell from... Well, if you don't know John Maxwell, then he's up there with Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy. He runs the world's biggest coaching company. He's sold more nonfiction books than anyone else ever. Incredible. And but I didn't really know a whole lot about him. I'd read a couple of his books. I certainly knew who he was, but I had never really, I've never really like jumped in and consumed a lot of his content. But I was invited by Casey Crawford at Movement Mortgage and some of the Movement Mortgage people to be one of those lucky few to ask a question of John on this Facebook Live. So I'm thinking, okay, how, like, I get one question. This guy, like, he's a wizard, knows everything. He's so knowledgeable and wise. And he was there to talk about the real estate and the mortgage industry and where we're at right now. And so I'm like, how, like, what should I ask? Like, you get one question, what the hell should I ask? And so what I settled on, and I'm really going to dive deep here in a second on his response, but I settled on the question, John, for those agents who are just now, like they're just starting to make traction, they're just getting their feet under them, they were just starting to see some success, and then the world completely flipped on them. And it happened like quickly over the matter of a week or two, everything flipped. You know, what do you do? Like, how do you help those agents who they're so frustrated? They're worried about surviving. They're worried about going out of business. They're worried about, you know, how do they get their next client or when they can even have their next closing? How do you, you know, what do you advise them to do? His response was absolutely incredible. And he said right off the bat that this may look like a bad time. This may feel like it's a bad time to get started as a real estate agent or to get in the industry or even to be in it at all. It may look like a bad time, but it's actually a great time. You're going to learn the hard lessons on the front end. And he's so right. Like, so when I got into the business, it was 2011. There were short sales and REOs for you newer agents. That means real estate owned. It's a bank owned property, which is now just a legend. And you know, that they're unheard of for the most part in most markets, but those were everywhere. And so from the day I started, the market improved, it went up, it got better. Bank owned properties and short sales and foreclosures just kept getting less frequent and more infrequent, I guess. There became less and less of those and prices went up. It just got better. Technology improved. It just got better and better and better. So, you know, for a decade, it was great. And then all of a sudden coronavirus hits and boom, the skids are put on and it happened so fast. I mean, I know we didn't just like wake up the next morning and there it was, but in hindsight, it kind of feels like that. It's not like we saw it coming for a year. It happened over the matter of a week or two where like we saw it happening in China and we're like, oh, geez. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's here. Oh, crap. Oh, we've got to shut down the economy. Wait, what? It happened so fast. We didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare. And so it just pushed pause, right? So a lot of us are like, okay, like it's always been good for me since I started. I've never really had to go through a recession or a downturn or a shift. Now I've studied the crap out of it and I've put myself in positions where I felt like I could actually thrive more and be more successful and have more deals and more business when a shift happened. Okay. And so far, that is what's happened, which has been amazing, both with my coaching program and with eXp Realty. It's been awesome. And my real estate business is still just fine. I've actually had a bunch of clients that are like, I think we want to buy or sell now. So that's cool. So far, so good. But most people have not been through a downturn. All right. So it feels like, holy crap, like is everything that we're used to just about to go away? Is it just going to completely flip on us and it's going to be hard and we're not going to have any business and there's going to be no deals or if there are, how the hell do we find them, right? Well, if you've listened to this show for any period of time, every single thing that we talked about with content marketing, with attracting business, with attracting clients, with building your online presence and doing it in a not so in your face way, not like a, hey, I'm the best realtor in town, let me convince you of that, and then you must hire me kind of thing. Like, there's no hard selling involved in anything that I teach at all. All of that, hopefully you've been doing that, because if you continue, you're going to thrive and your business is going to explode, because those who aren't doing the right things are about to drop out because they don't understand that this only looks like it's a bad time, but it's actually a great time. Guys, if you're new, and I'm going to speak to just the new agents or those that are relatively new within the last couple of years, it may seem like this is about to be bad, that damn it, there's this, like, now you have this shift in the economy, this shift in the market potentially that's about to happen. That may seem negative, but guys, if you plan on being an agent for forever, like, I don't know anyone who's like, I'm going to do this for 3 years and then bounce. Like, we get into this planning on this being our career, right? Hopefully you didn't get into it and you're like, I'm going to do this for 3 years and bounce. Whatever. I mean, you do you, but that's okay. Honestly, that's kind of weird. So you get into this thinking that this is your career. So wouldn't it be awesome at the front end of your career to have the hard lessons, to learn how to go through adversity, to learn how to deal with a lot of our competitors dropping out and maybe times becoming tougher and you have to be smarter with your marketing dollars or smarter with your dollars in general. Like, all of that, I'd rather learn that up front. See, I'm not learning that till 10 years later. Okay, I've anticipated something like this happening. It didn't come in the form of a pandemic, but a shift in the economy. Look, anyone with a brain knew that it wasn't just going to keep going up forever. Okay, we've talked about this on many previous episodes. You know that I think about this stuff. I've prepared, I've planned, I've tried to figure out the best position to be in when it happened. Well, it's happened. And it's weird to be in that spot once it has happened and everything that you thought would happen, it was just theory. Now it's starting to come to fruition. And once you're actually in the middle of that happening, it's bizarre. It's great if you put yourself in the right position, which I feel like I have. Things are growing dramatically. Like, this year will be one of my best years ever. When you zoom out and look at everything that I have going on, it's going to be awesome. But I'm looking forward to having to being forced to learn how to deal with this adversity that has not existed before. We have now market conditions that did not exist before in my career. And so that's good. So you guys that are getting to do that at the beginning of your careers, congratulations. That's a good thing. So when John Maxwell said that, I was like, you know what? You're right. Like, how cool would that be? You're just getting started. Get hit in the face now, and then you can make a plan and move forward, and then it's all gravy. Then it's all just, like, then it's just improvement. Then it's just getting better. Rather than, you build something up, you think everything's going to be great forever, you get used to it, boom, then you get hit in the face. Then that really sucks because you're not prepared for it. Also, a couple things he said. You don't truly know someone until you see them go through adversity. That's absolutely true, but internalize that. Ourselves. We don't really know ourselves until we have to go through adversity, until we're hit in the face, so to speak. Everyone has a plan until they get hit in the face. I think it was Mike Tyson who said that. It's so true. We're all being hit in the face. We all just collectively got punched in the frickin' face. So how are we responding? I've seen a lot of you guys respond amazingly. Like, you're doing more content, you're being more helpful, you're taking advantage of our competitors sitting on the sidelines. You're not so worried about closing a deal, you're more concerned about helping the community and just being a lighthouse in the storm, and that's awesome. I've seen others that are just frozen. They don't know what to do. They're like, "Oh my God, I should probably start looking for another job." And you stop doing the things that you know you should be doing out of fear or out of confusion or uncertainty. All right. So we all just got hit in the face. How are you going to respond? The plan that you had may not even be relevant anymore. So what do you do? Do you quit? Do you leave the industry? Do you add former realtor on your Facebook profile? Do you add former loan officer to your Facebook profile? Hopefully not. Guys, and I'll get to the last point in a second because it sums it all up. Everything worthwhile is uphill. Everything that's worth having, everything that's really meaningful, you have to work for. Anything that's been given to you, anything that's thrown in your lap, anything that is free, you don't value as much as something you had to work your ass off for. Something that you really work your ass off for, you have to sacrifice for, that is meaningful. So as John Maxwell said on that Facebook Live, everything worthwhile is uphill. That doesn't mean that some things aren't easy in the short term or that you have, it seems like you have all green lights for the foreseeable future on something. That happens. If you're doing the right things, it might get easier or feel easier. That's good. But eventually, the real estate industry is hard. The real estate industry is not easy, okay, as a whole. There may be periods that feel easy. You may be doing something so well and doing it so consistently that it feels easy. Congratulations. But ultimately, this is a very difficult industry. It is. If it was not difficult, we wouldn't get paid the way that we do. We would not have the potential to be paid the way that we are if anyone could do this, if it was easy. So take comfort in that. You're doing something that is not easy. You're doing something that most people can't do, or rather, they're not willing to do. They're not willing to do this work, this very important work. So everything worthwhile is uphill. And then the last thing he said that I thought was just perfect. People are quitting all around you, and you get a bigger piece of the pie. This is what I've been saying for the last month or so on the podcast. Our competitors are laying down. They're sitting on the sidelines. And a lot of them are never going to get off the sidelines. They're going to sit down and they're not going to know how to get back up. They're going to, because when they sit down and they stop marketing, they stop spending money on ads, they stop learning, they stop growing. They let all the distractions of being a human in today's world, they let those get in the way. And then they don't know how to get back up. Or if they think they got back up, but they're not doing anything that's meaningful that's going to grow a business. They're not doing the income earning activities that will earn income. So what's going to happen to them? Okay, they're going to sit on the sidelines and stay on the sidelines until they eventually leave the game. They're just going to leave. They're going to quit. We're going to see the number of agents, also known as the number of our competitors, we're going to see those numbers go down. We will. That's what happened in the last shift. The big recession. I don't know if this is going to be a recession, a depression, a crash, a slight cooling off. Who knows? And it's going to be market specific too. It's not like every single market's the same. But we're going to see a lot of our fellow agents leaving the business. It's natural. When adversity hits, when times get tough, or when times just change dramatically, a lot of people aren't willing to put in the work to adjust, and they've got to make a living, so they go elsewhere. I don't know about you, but I'd rather have less competition than more. So it sucks. Like, it sucks for them. It sucks for their families. It sucks for the turmoil and the hardship that they're going through. I've been there. I understand how freaking gut-wrenching and difficult that is when every time you go to the grocery store, you cringe when you are running your card, hoping that it goes through. I know what that's like. I know what that's like. And you're worried that whenever your wife goes to get some food from Chick-fil-A or something, you're worried that any moment you're going to get a call or a text that the car didn't go through. I know what that's like. And that's happening. But guess what? We're adults, right? We make our own choices. And if we put in the work doing the right things and we are growing, we can avoid those things, or at least get ourselves out of those situations quickly and permanently. So it sucks that a lot of people are going through that and will go through that, but that's the way of the world. It really is. I know that sounds cold. It's not, because I come from that place. I know what that's like. But ultimately, we can't control any of that. We can only control what we do. Don't be guilty. Don't feel guilty about someone else's hardships. Try to help them. Sure. Try. I'm not saying don't be charitable, don't help. It's not what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. People will leave the business. There will be bankruptcies. There will be business failures. There will be unemployment. But look, that can force a lot of people to actually innovate and maybe invent something or start their own company. Or like, look, if nobody ever got fired, if nobody ever had hardship, if nobody ever was forced to get creative to make a living, first off, the United States of America wouldn't exist. Like every major advancement that's ever happened wouldn't have happened. So that's a silver lining, guys. And I'm kind of ranting a little bit here on this and going off on a tangent, but I think it's important. There's silver linings to adversity. So after I heard John Maxwell paint these things in this light, I just thought to myself, I'm like, wow, I am so grateful for this adversity that I have and that I'm about to have. And to some of you guys that may not be in that mindset, that might sound crazy. And I get it, because I know what it's like to be in that spot where you're like, God, just please don't give me any more hurdles. Can you please just give me a break? I can't handle anything else. And that's what you think at the moment. So I get it. But adversity helps you learn, helps you get stronger, forces you to be creative, and forces your ingenuity to come out. These are all good things. So guys, learn these hard lessons at the front end of your career. We're going to get hit in the face. We've already been hit in the face, and we will continue to get hit in the face over the next number of months, because we're not through this thing yet. We're not. We don't know what the residual effects will be once we come out the other end, and what all these unemployment numbers and people losing their jobs and losing their income and everything like that, what that's going to lead to. We don't know yet. So just be prepared for that. But put yourself in a position to win. You've got to diversify your income, please. Okay. Whatever you need to do, hopefully you're not distracting yourself with like a bunch of other different businesses that distract you, but you have to have multiple streams of income. If you rely on one income source with closing transactions and getting commission, that's so risky. You've got to have other income that's not reliant on your personal activity. Okay. EXP Realty is my choice, is my way of having multiple income streams. I think it is this is my opinion. Okay. It's my opinion based on experience and the perspective that I have based on things I've done, things I am doing, and things that I've helped other agents do. I believe that while it's not for everybody, it is for the vast majority of agents, and those who are hell-bent against it don't have the full context, or they have not looked at it with open, fresh eyes. It is the solution, in my opinion, for 98% of you who are looking to diversify where your income comes from, have a safety net, have a nest egg being built up through the company stock and everything, without distracting with going to drive for Uber or going to start a soap company or whatever it is. Look, there's a reason why I'm with them. There's a reason why I'm doing what I'm doing and growing an EXP team. I'm not just doing it for fun. I'm not just doing it because I like the blue and the orange. It's because I see it as the best path for a real estate agent to get to financial independence, to get to financial security, to get to wealth creation that lasts for generations. Your EXP business is willable. If something happened to me, I can will my EXP revenue share business to my wife, to my family. It is willable. It lasts beyond me. That's powerful stuff. So whatever it is for you guys, think creatively. If that's a media company that you create to sell more homes, and then you have advertising revenue, you have product placement, you have sponsorship, you have affiliate money, all that stuff, that's great. That helps to diversify where your income comes from. That's another great option for any agent who's doing a lot of content that has the media company model. But if you are reliant on one single source of income, commission, that's risky as hell. Because if it dries up, if it dries up, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? The reason that I even bring all this up is it's important to me to help you to get on a firm financial footing long term. I want to help you sell more homes. Yes. But if you are selling more homes and you do that into perpetuity and you're just on the treadmill, the hamster wheel, and you never really build wealth, you never really plan for the future and build a business that can work. And that if you're not building a business that pays you, even if you remove yourself from it, what's the point? What's the point? If you're just out there showing homes every day, making offers every day, and you're not trying to do anything else other than that, 10 years from now, I'll find you at your desk doing the same damn thing. If that's all you want, awesome. I'm totally fine with that. But guys, as real estate agents, we have so many different revenue streams available to us. You just have to reach out and grab it and take action and implement them and do them. So please do that. The time is now. So guys, hopefully that's a little bit encouraging. Hopefully you're not so concerned about getting hit in the face. If you want to watch this Facebook Live with John Maxwell, I will embed the video over at MassiveAgentPodcast.com for this week's episode. I'll embed the Facebook Live in there. It's also found on the Movement Mortgage Facebook page from Tuesday, April 13th, 2020. You can find it there. And I highly recommend you watch the whole thing. If you want to watch my part, it starts at 52 minutes. It's like 52:45 or something. But I highly recommend you watch the whole thing. It made a big impact on me in a positive way. I am so on fire. I'm so optimistic. I'm so excited about what I'm building and what I'm about to help a lot of you guys build and what I want, hopefully what I can inspire you to do within your own lives and within your own business that, man, we're going to look back at this time as a huge catalyst for lives being changed in a positive way. Businesses being built right now. We're not going to know until we look backwards. They're being built right now. I'm building one. I hope you are too. Guys, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Go out there, go close some loans, go sell some homes, make some tough decisions, make the hard decisions to take advantage of opportunities that exist. If you want to talk to me about what I'm building and how I can help you do the same thing, how you can become a partner of mine, please reach out. Massive Agent on Instagram, Massive Agent on Facebook. Go to massiveagentpodcast.com/EXP. Watch the video and then schedule a Zoom call with me right there on the same page. And let's chat about what it looks like for you and what you need to know to implement this business model for yourself and how I'm willing to help you to do the same thing. Guys, thank you. Just be optimistic, be positive, be happy. I promise you, going through these tough times are good. They're good if you're willing to put in the work and work through it. Take care.